This year is dedicated to Inui Shmosom of Yosef Mordechai Simcha ben Chaim Meir, our dear and unforgettable friend, Rav Yossi Stern from Teaneck, New Jersey. Rav Yossi dedicated his life to Torah and to Chesed. His passing is a great loss to us all, to the greater community of Bergenfield and Teaneck, and to all those who knew him. Let this Torah be Inui Nishmosoi. It is also dedicated to Ili Nishmas Chaim Yosocha ben Yechiel Zeidel Dov, the unforgettable Chaim Feigenbaum. They should both be Melitza Yosher for their outstanding and wonderful and beautiful families. The topic we will be discussing today is on one hand in Yonah D'Yoma, but it is not Hilchos Pesach, but rather Birkas Ilonois. The Gemara in Brachas Mem Gimel Amid Beis, Omer of Yehuda, Hayeman de Nofek B'Yoyim in Nisan, person that walks out to the fields in the days of Nisan, V'chazi Ilone de Kumalavaleve, and he sees trees that are blossoming, has to say a Bracha. What is the formulation of this Bracha? Shaloi Chisar Bo'ilomoi Klum V'bora Bo'i Briyois Toivois V'ilonois Toivois Lehisnois Behen B'nei Adam. This halacha is brought in the Rambam Perek Yudah Filchas Brachas on the Shulchan Aruch Orach Chaim Simen Reish Chavav. The formulation of the bracha we find in Shulchan Aruch Rambam is slightly different than in the Gemara. In the Gemara, the lashon is lehisnois behen bnei adam. Shulchan Aruch it is lehanot behen bnei adam. Rashi on the spot lehisnois perish Rashi lehanois. Some sedurim have a somewhat modified formulation. Instead of Shalochisa Bo'olomoy Klum, Shalochisa Bo'olomoy Dovor. It makes sense because Klum is Aramaic, not Lashon Kodesh. Would be reasonable to say an entire Brocha in the same language, and therefore we would say Shalochisa Bo'olomoy Dovor. Bora Boy Briois Toivois, Ve'ilonois Toivois, but proper Dikduk of Lashon Kodesh would be Ilonois Tovim. Ilan is Loshen Zohar, while Birya is Loshen Nekeva. So in my opinion, whoever says the Nusach as it appears in Shulchan Aruch walks the right path. That is what we have in Shulchan Aruch. That is what we could say. However, whoever says the Nusach Shulachisa Belomi Dovar V'boru Boi Briois Tovis V'Ilonois Tovim Lehanot Ben Bnei Adam, he is on the right path as well, and both formulations would be acceptable, even though I would prefer, and that is my personal milig, saying the nusach that we find in the Shulchan Aruch. An interesting comment. Semeresh Chof Hei Sif Yud, we have another halacha. And that halacha is, when a person goes out in the field and he sees Briyos Toivois, V'ilonois toivois, he also says a brocha. What nusach is that brocha? What would be more logical that if a person sees briyos toivois v'ilonois toivim, he should say the brocha v'borah boy briyos toivois v'ilonois toivim? That is what he sees. That is what he should thank for. But no. When a person sees Briyos Toivis Elonis Toivim, he says, Boruch Shekocho Loi Bo'oilomoi. And that is another Gemara. Not Brochas Mem Gumel, but rather Brochas Nun Chesum and Beis. So this would obviously seem to be a surprise. When you see Briyos Toivis Elonis Toivim, you say, Boruch Shekocho Loi Bo'oilomoi. When you see Ilanot Malav Lavim, it is then that you say, Shalachisa Baruchmei Dovar, Bora boy, Briyos Toivois, V'ilonis Toivim, Lehanot Behem, B'nei Ha'adam. Another comment I want to make. Simen Reish Chof Hei, we have 10 Se'ifim. The common denominator is various brochas we say upon seeing different sights. Reish Chavav is only one Se'if, and it is also about a brocha that we say when witnessing a certain sight, which is Ilonis. Why would that be a separate simen? Why wouldn't it be Sif Yud Aleph in Simen Reish Chof Hei? I think there's got to be some basic logic in the way the Beis Yosef was a Mesador this most important of halachic works, which is the Shulchan Aruch Lefnei Kol Beis Yisrael. So what is the logic of the Beis Yosef while dedicating a separate siman of one sif to one specific brocha, which would seem to fit in naturally to siman Reish Chof Hei? This brings me to a conclusion, which is an interesting hagdor, an interesting definition. I think Reish Chavav, the brocha of Shilachisa ben Lamedavoy, is basically of different essence than Reish Chof Hei. Reish Chof Hei are various brochas of Shechiyanu. Most of them we actually do not say. And the Mishnah Berurah comments, Saf Simen Reish Lamed Beis, Saf Simen Reish Chof Hei, Sif Kotn Lamed Beis, quoting the Chayodom, that today we do not say the brocha Shekocholoi Boilomoi, upon seeing Briyas Toivois, Ve'ilonois Toivois. The Chayodom has its explanation. The Mishnah Berurah writes, we have difficulty defining what is really considered Briyos Toivois. My feeling is this. Reish Chof Hei, we're dealing with brochas that are al simchas hariyah. When a person sees something that brings him joy and happiness, he thanks the Kodesh Boch when he says, Shechiyono v'kiyomono v'giyono l'zman hazeh, seeing a prichodosh, seeing a friend that he hasn't seen for 30 days, seeing beautiful creatures, beautiful things, the wonders of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world. We do not say the brocha upon seeing a friend. We don't say the brocha upon seeing a prichodosh, only b'sha'as achila, and therefore we do not say the brocha upon seeing b'riyas toivos v'lonos toivim. It might be because we lack the ultimate simcha upon seeing beautiful things. Once upon a time, people looked around and they saw this most wonderful world and their hearts were filled with thanks and gratitude, and it was so natural and so easy to say the bruch. We have become spoiled. We do not really feel that simcha, that joy, that gratitude, and that closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so we don't say these bruchas. The bracha of Ilonis Hamelav Levim in Reish Chavav is not on Simchas Aleiv, but rather it is a blessing and a bracha on Hischatshus Habriya after the cold winter. The cold winter in which all the fruit-bearing trees are in a deep slumber and hibernation. They give no fruit or flower. And then when winter subsides and the beautiful spring arrives, Chodesh Aviv, and once again the sun in its full glory, the clouds move aside and the trees burst out with splendor and glory and give their beautiful flowers, the bracha is on Chasdei Hashem once again, replenishing nature, and once again having nature offer its beautiful bounty to Bnei HaAdam. It is not a bracha on one's personal joy by seeing something that makes him happy. It is a bracha shebo mizman lezman. The closest thing to Berchas Elonis, in my feeling, in my opinion, would be Berchas Halavono. Berchas Halavono once a month, Berchas Elonis once a year. But essentially they're both the same. When we see the Bria HaMischadeshes, the moon once again becomes obvious, and we see the small sliver of a moon, that is a reason to rejoice. And we say Berchas Halavono. I wrote a lengthy article, Minchas Osher Shomoy Simetes Vav, dealing with Berchas Halavono. And the point I made there was, Berchas Halavono essentially is different than all the Berchas Ariyah. All the other Berchas Ariyah, the Ariyah is Mechayev. Berchas Halavono, the Ariyah is Ma'afsher. It enables. We have to say Berchas Halavono, and therefore we have to see, we should be able to say this Berchas. I won't go as far as saying that Berachos Olam is a choiva and we have to see. No, in the Poskim it's Mashin, it's not a choiva. But even though it's not a choiva, essentially it is similar to Berachos Olam. Berachos Olam is not a brocha on the simcha. It is a brocha on the chesed, the mercy, the love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the world, restoring the month to its, the moon to its glory every month, restoring the trees to their glory every year at the beginning of this season. And therefore this halacha, this brocha, doesn't fit into Reish Chofei. Essentially, it is different. So all the brochas of Reish Chofei, according to most poskim, you could say once in 30 days. Because when you say a brocha on Simcha, well, Chazal say that the Simcha lasts more or less about 30 days. But Berachos Olam, once a year, not 30 days. It is not a brocha on your Simcha slave, but rather on the beauty of the world, this wonderful and beautiful world, and Chasdei Shemayim, that is Mechadesh the Bria, Bechol Shono Vishono. So in Simcha Reish Chofei, when you walk out, you see Bria's Toivis, the Lona's Toivis, the brocha is Boruch Shekocholoi Be'alomo, we're happy to see. Berachos Olam, we thank you, Kadosh Baruch Hu, for everything. Not only for these fruits, but Shaloi Chisar Ba'olamoi Klum. He cared for all our needs, and he bestows upon us his tremendous mercy and chesed. V'boraboy b'riyas toivoyz v'ilonis toivim l'hanot behem b'nei ha'odom. That is my basic feeling about the essence and the mahus of this bracha. And that would explain why this bracha is in a simen bifnei atzmoi in simen reish chavav. So Chazal say, Mahayim and the Nofik b'yoyim ed Nisan, and the Rambam and the Shechan Oroch also say, Hayoytzi b'yamei Nisan. Does that mean Dafke Nisan? And what happens when you forgot or you didn't have a chance to say the bracha Nisan, and it's already Iyar, but the trees are still blossoming. They still bear flower and not yet fruit. Mishnah Berurah Sif Kot Nalef writes, Yoyim Nisan Lav Davka Orche De Milta Noket, and that is actually a Ritva. Rosh Hashanah Yudaled, the Ritva writes, Yoyim Nisan is Lav Davka Yoyim Nisan. Usually it is Nisan that this phenomenon is just there. Most of the Achronim Asim Reish Chavav say the same. Elio Rabbe, Machzis HaShekel, Shalas HaTshuvas Heishev Moshe. I'm not sure most of you are familiar with this magnificent sefer. The Yismach Moshe was the first great Hasidic master LeMishpachas Teitelbaum. Both the Satmar Rebbe Zecher Tzadik Levrocha and the Kloisenberger Rebbe Zecher Tzadik Levrocha were descendants of the Yismach Moshe. His grandson was the Yait of Lev, the first Sigeter Rebbe. The Yismach Moshe, when he was young, was a misnaged. Some stage, he not only became a chassid, but ultimately a leader of a large Hasidic dynasty. He wrote his tshuvas in his younger years, and unbelievable tshuvas, real godless tshuvas. And a simaches, he was asked the same question. Is Nisan Dafke Nisan, or Iyar would be as good? And without bringing the Ritva, without bringing other achroinim, on his own, he says, Nisan is lav dafke Nisan, could be Iyar, just orche de mil tanokat. So why do Chazal say, Hayoytze b'yamei Nisan, just to indicate that this is once a year? You can say Nisan, and then once again Iyar. However, the Berki Yosef, the Chido, writes that according to the Mikubolim, according to the Kabbalists, one should not say this bracha only Nisan and the Kaf HaChaim. Kaf HaChaim was one of the great, one of the giants in Kabbalah as well as Halacha. The Kaf HaChaim says, we should reckon the opinion of the Mikubolim, because after all, Pashtus HaLoshon of the Gemara and the Rambam is also Nisan, and therefore, If you didn't say the brocha on your son, and it is already ER, Sofek brochas lekula, you should say without Shem Umalchus. That is the psak of the Kaf HaChaim. However, in my opinion, all the major poskim say Nisan lav davka, and it is a ritva. And the Rishonim have far more weight and significance than the Achronim, and we do not find anybody that disputes the opinion of the Ritva, and even regarding Das HaMekubalim, I'm not a Mekubal. It is not really my line of special knowledge. However, seems to be a matter of machloikis between the Ashkenazi Mekubalim and the Sephardi Mekubalim. Or maybe more accurate, the Hasidish Mekubalim and the Sephardi Mekubalim, because the greatest master of Kabbalah in the Hasidish world was the Kamarna, Rabbi Isaac Kamarna. And in his Sefer, An Shulchan Or, Shulchan Ator, and the Kamarna Rebbe, in his Sefer, has no qualms and no problem about rejecting the opinion of the Shulchan Or. He does it all the time. But here in Simen Reish Chavav, he says the same as the Achronim. Nisan lav davka. So obviously, even according to Kabbalah, it is not clear. Shalas Hatshuvas Yad Yitzchak, and I'm always happy to quote this great Sefer because I'm an Einikel, a descendant of the Yad Yitzchak. He was the Tol Shavarov. Tremendous Gadol and a tremendous Tzaddik. And when he deals with this very same question, interestingly enough, he does not quote the Ritva, he doesn't bring the major Achronim. He bases his ruling on the Yismach Moshe, Shalas Hatshuvas Heshav Moshe, and he writes, because the Heshav Moshe was known to be so great in Halacha and in Kabbalah, Halacha Kemoisoi, and if he didn't say it in Nissen, you could say it in ER. It is true that there's one Poisik that has a different opinion, and that is Mahari Chagi, is in Sefer Halachas Ketan and Schelik, Beisim and Chofches. He simply says, if Chazal say Nisan, then it's Nisan. Nisan is Nisan and not Iyar. However, Mishnah loizazam im koima. It is the Ritva, all the major poskim reish chavav. That is the conclusion of the Mishnah Berurah, and therefore, my psak is, if he didn't say it on Nisan, you could say it on Iyar. However, I would like to make one interesting comment. If you could say the brocha on Adar, because the trees began to blossom relatively early. On one hand, we would say Zis Magdim and Amitzvahs. Why wait if you could say the Brocha Nodar? My opinion is, being Mekayim the Mitzvah according to all the Shittas would override the Halach of Zis Magdim and Amitzvahs. And therefore, even though the trees are in full blossom Nodar, we should wait till Nisan. However, if you miss Nisan, you could say the Brocha in Iyar with Shem Umalchus. Some sources seem to indicate that once upon a time, in days of yore, many years ago, most people did not say this Brocha. And we wonder why. So in Bedek HaBayis of the Beis Yosef, he writes a very strange argument. We rely on Birchas Shechiyoni that we say when we eat the pri. And the Birchas Yosef wonders, what kesha does that have to do with the broch of Shalach Yisabai Lomiklum? And it really is a big pele, because the Bedek HaBayis writes, we rely on the broch that we say B'Shas Achilas HaPri, just like instead of saying Birchas Shechiyoni B'Shas Asiyas HaSukkah, our meaning is to say Birchas Shechiyoni B'Shas Hayeshiva b'sikl. But in that case, we're dealing with the same bracha. According to the Mishnah, you could say b'shechiyonu when you build the sukkah, or when you sit in the sukkah. But here, in our case, we're dealing with two different brachas. It's not even the same bracha. This is b'shechiyonu, this is the bracha of Shalach Yisabai Lo Meklum. What does one have to do with the other? My firm opinion is, even though some wouldn't like what I'm saying, Beis Yosef quotes Rabbein Yerucham. Rabbein Yerucham doesn't deal at all with the brocha of Ilanot Melav Levim, but rather with the halacha we find in Semereish Chofei, Haroye Pri Chodesh Mavorach Shechiyanu. Our minig is to say the Shechiyanu B'Shas Achilas Pri. I think this paragraph of Bedik Abayis by mistake was printed in Reish Chovav and it doesn't belong there. The Beis Yosef is quoting Rabbeinu Yerucham. He is dealing with Berchus Shechiyonu B'Shas Achilas Pri and Simen Reish Chov Hey. That is where this piece of Bedik Abayis is supposed to be. We have to take it out of Reish Chovav, implant it in Reish Chov Hey. V'hakol al mekoymoy yavoy b'sholoyim. And therefore we have no basis at all to assume that once upon a time people did not say this brocha. They obviously did. So when the Eshel Avraham quotes the Beis Yosef as saying that once upon a time people didn't say this brocha, and he tries to explain with different ways, I don't think so. I think people always said this brocha. Well, in some towns and cities, they didn't have any Atzei Pri. If you don't have Atzei Pri, you don't say the brocha. It was far more common in Jewish communities to have a vegetable garden than fruit-bearing trees. Everybody planted veggies in his garden, but very few people really had fruit-bearing trees. So maybe if they didn't have fruit trees, they didn't see the brocha. But I don't think there's any basis to argue that that there is halachic reasons not to say this brocha. Anyway, the Eshel Avraham, even though he has some interesting formulations why there might be a reason not to say this brocha, but l'halacha v'lamaisa, he says very clearly that this is a brocha we find in Gemara and Rambam and Shulchan Aruch, and therefore one should say this brocha, and that is naturally our minag. Does one say this brocha on Shabbos? Once again, Kaf HaChaim. Kaf HaChaim, Sif Kotan Daled. Wow, this is really a strange Chiddush. Kaf HaChaim says, one does not say this brocha on Shabbos. Why? Two reasons. There is a chashash shemi yitlosh, or shemi yitaltel. If we would pick the fruit, it would be in a sedi uraisa. If he would actually move a branch, it would be an istarabonan in mishtam shim b'mechuba. So mechashash, then he might pick the fruit or the flower, or at least move it closer to his nose to have a smell. Therefore, one should not say this brochan Shabbos. The other reason is al pi Kabbalah. Because the Kabbalim say that by saying this brochan, one is mevarer nitzoytzoys, there's a chashash of boder b'Shabbos. Wow. Boreh b'Shabbos because a person is mevarer nitzoytzes of kiddush. I am not so familiar with the concept of nitzoytzes, but I think that we're mala nitzoytzes hakiddusha. So even if we would assume that this would be boreh, boreh roichel mitoch psoilis la'alta without a kli is muter lachatchila. Oh, so maybe he is boreh psoilis mitoch roichel, not roichel mitoch psoilis, not reasonable. By saying a brocha, probably what you're affecting is the kedusha, not the tuma. So it's strange. It is strange, bechlal, to think that a totally ruchniistic, a spiritual type of breda would have any effect on Hilchas Shabbos. There's a sefer Minchas Yehuda from Rav Yehuda Pitaya. He was the famous Balach Halomos. And his entire sefer is about dreams, dreams of Divrei Kabbalah and Ruches V'Shedem. He was a big tzaddik and a ish kodesh. And a parasha sekev, he said that those who think that you could do breiras netzoitzes with a brocha without eating, that's a mistake. The breira of netzoitzes is by actually eating, not throughout the brocha. So what should I say? You know, these are two great Bala Kabbalim, two sides of the rift. I don't know. But to me it seems very clear that this has nothing to do with Boiler, and probably even the Kaf HaChaim just says it la flogi yaseira. The other argument of the Kafa Chaim, Shemi Yitloish, is also very unreasonable, because in Shin Lamed Vav Sif Yud, the Mechaber Paskins, you're not allowed to smell an eslig that's still on the tree, Shemi Yitloish Kedei Lechol, because people eat citrus fruits. But if it's just flowers or adasim that aren't edible, there is no cheshash Shemi Yitloish. The Mogen Avraham says even Besomim there's a cheshash Shemi Yitloish. However, when we speak about the flowers on Atzei Pri, they're not Oymed L'Reach, and therefore, L'Kuli Alma, there would be no Cheshash Shemi Yitloish or Shemi Yitaltel. So, I don't think there's a problem of saying Berachos Alonis on Shabbos. Why didn't people say it on Shabbos? Because they didn't remember the Bruch by heart. And it's only said once a year, and he can't be metalpel a sitter, so I think that would probably be a more reasonable explanation. Rav Chaim Palachi was a great gadol, a nigla, and an ister, and in Leiv Chaim, Chelik Beis, and Mem Zayin, he says we could say this brocha on Shabbos as well. And the phenomenal goin, the Baal Ha'aderes and Nefesh David, writes that some people have the minik to say this brocha davka on Shabbos, to fill in the Mea Brochas. Chayav Adam Loima Mea Brochas B'chol Yom, and Shabbos we have somewhat of a problem. The Shemoneh has far less Brochas. So according to the Aderes, there definitely would be no problem. And some people, as he writes, have the minik to say Dafkan Shabbos Kedei Lashlim Mea Brochas. Rabbi Kiva Eges Mesupik, whether we could say this Brocha on Orla, or Ravai, which is also Bachile. Probably yes. Could we say a Shechionu on Prishos HaBachila? Probably no. This brings us back to the beginning of the Shia. I think Shechionu is on the Simcha of the Pri because we expect to eat the fruit. And therefore we could say Shechionu either when we see the Pri or when we eat and partake of that fruit. The fruit is far off. We're not saying the brocha on the potential fruit. We're saying the brocha on the glory of the world, on Chasdei Hashem, on nature that is bounding back after the cold winter, and therefore it is not on the future fruit of this specific tree that we're saying the brocha, and therefore regardless of whether the tree might be Arla, we could still say the brocha on Livluv Ha'ilanot. Shibina Rav, Chele Gimel, Simen Hei, Doivev Meishorim. Also says, as I just explained, probably we could say this brocha even when the Eitz is also, and he brings Kidmus Raya. Shibina Rav, in the tradition of the great Gedoyle Galitzia, with their vast Bekiyas and their broad, you know, spectrum, he brings the life from Mishnah Fereshes Perikev Masechet Maaseh Sheni. One could argue against this raya, but you can't help smiling when you hear it. You know, it's a beautiful spark of genius. Perikev Mishnah Aleph Masechet Maaseh Sheni is a machlokes Tanakama and Rashbag, Reb Shimon ben Gamliel. According to the Tanakama, if a person in his field has Atzei Orla or Revai, which are also Vachila, he has to tie something on them or make an indication. People should know this is Revai, this is Orla. Because a person might want to steal a fruit, pluck a fruit from the tree, and then he will be Nichshal. Reb Shimon Gamliel says, Halitei L'Rosh HaVayomer, we don't have to care for Ganovim. If he's a Ganav, let him bear the consequences. Let him pay the price. Tanakama says, regardless. He might be a Ganav, but why? Why should we in any way cause his pain, his suffering, his demise? And why should we in any way cause him to be Oivan Ananiso? So the Shabir Rav, with his genius, asks, so why shouldn't we be Mitzayin de Ilonois? Not for the Reshom, the Ganovim, but for the Tzaddikim. A Tzaddik might pass by and he will wish to say Berachos Alonis. If you can't say Berachos Alonis on Orla, then he will be Nichshal on Brocha Levatola. Therefore, we have to indicate which tree is Orla. So this proves that one could say this bracha even achatchila natsa'orla or revai. Nice. So today we dealt with Birchas Ha'ilonois, which has to do with Chodesh Nisan. In a way, I think Birchas Ha'ilonois is the same as Tzipi Yetzias Mitzrayim. Birchas Ha'ilonois is on the beauty of the world, of the beautiful and wonderful world that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave humankind as a gift. Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim writes that Ramban Asaf Parshas Boim and Anisim Agedolim v'Hamefasamim or the Moide Benisim Anestorim, the concealed miracles, Shehem Yisod Kol HaTorah Kulo. There's a story I usually tell B'Yemei HaPesach. A little boy was once sitting at his father's Seder, and with the naivety and purity of a little boy, he turns to his father and he says, "Daddy, didn't the Kodesh Baruch Hu create the sea?" His father looks at him and says, "Of course, why are you asking?" So if he created the sea, wouldn't it be natural to expect that he could split it? If you made something, you could split it as well. So why are we so moved about the splitting of the sea? Well, his father says, that's a very smart question. There was a great sculptor, the greatest of all sculptors, Michelangelo himself. And he worked 6 months to make a sculpture of a horse. It was an unbelievable piece of art. So he put that statue in the street, middle of the marketplace, sat down right next to it, and he's waiting for compliments. Dor holech v'dor ba, people come, people go, nobody says a word. Broken-hearted, he comes home, and he shares his feelings with his wife and family and friends, and he says people don't care for aesthetics any longer. Nobody really appreciates the arts. I made such an awesome sculpture, and nobody even cares to look. His wife tells him, "You've got a problem. That statue is so great that it actually looks like a real horse. So respectable people don't stand in Rosh Hashanah looking at horses." So he asks his wife, "So what do you expect me to do? Should I make a statue of a horse that looks a bit like a mule and a bit like a cow? That's not my trademark talent. I'm the greatest sculptor of our time." So his wife says, "I think the only thing you could do is just cut it in half and move one half 6 inches away from the other half. Anybody passing would just stand totally shocked. How could a horse be split in two? And then they'll realize it's not a real horse. It's a beautiful piece of art." So father tells son, "My dear son, if we would have an open heart, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wouldn't have to split the sea. We would be Makayim Divrei Anovi. Se'u moroim enechem ura'u mi boro eile. Ha'moitze b'mispa tzavuam. Lekulam b'shem yikro. Amitz koyach v'rov oinim. We would be on Kaim Divrei Rambam Perek Beis of Yisoida Torah. Heyachi Aderech La'avosu V'liyarosoi. How does a person achieve Avas Hashem and Yeres Hashem B'Yishor Shiyosem Elibo Yismasa V'Bruov Agadoinam V'Mifasomim V'yere Mehem Chochmo Soi She'en Lo Erech V'yein Lo Keitz Miyad Nimsu Oy Heiv U'Mishabeach U'Mefor U'Meroimim." There would be no need to split the sea. However, we are no longer moved and inspired by things we see every day. And therefore, we walk out in the morning. The beauty of the sun, we don't even care to look. Come home at night. Tzva ha-shamayim b'tifartam. We don't care to be inspired. So like that old sculptor, Kadosh Baruch Hu split the sea just to open our minds and our hearts and our eyes. Look around at this wonderful world. Every flower, every passing cloud, every beautiful day, every blade of grass, every creature, every animal, the smile of every child. Look around and see Hashgacha Plotus. Look around and see how HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us all. Thank and exalt HaKadosh Baruch Hu for His mercy. That is why HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to split the sea, to open our eyes and our minds and essentially, ultimately, our hearts. With gratitude and with love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Liyosed Lavoi, the Pasuk says, Ki Molah Oretz Deos Hashem, Kemayim Liyam Achasim. Even when the water will cover the sea, there will be no longer a need to split the sea, to awaken us from our slumber. Ki Molah Oretz Deos Hashem, Kemayim Liyam Achasim. So there is something in common between Kriyas Yamsuf and Sepiyas Yassim and Birkas Huilonis. We should all have the schia to see and to feel HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mercy and its glory and the beauty of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world every day of our lives. And we should always be full of thanks and thankfulness and gratitude to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Kirav HaSelukim Ili Elu Pinu Molo Shiru Kayom Olshoneinu Rino Kahamoin Galav Ein Onu Mespikim Lehoidois Ulahal. And that is what the Seder is all about. Lehoidois Ulahal. Next week is Yom Tov. We're going to have many Shiurim on Yom Tov. I hope some of them will be aired. I'm not sure we'll have another English Shiur till after Yom Tov. So you should all have a chakosha v'sameach, a beautiful and kosher Yom Tov, ki emeitzeischem me'eretz Mitzrayim, arenu nuflois, b'mheiro v'yomenu, amen.